This is MarketScope for April 1993, and I'm Phil Wayne. This month, we've asked the DX Audio Service Air Corps, or former NRC announcers, to send in air checks of themselves for the April Fool's Edition. Just flipping through some recent air check arrivals, Brent Allen of Merced, California, sent in his KRSA and KRKC air checks. Mike Dukin sent in some new stuff from WOJB. Fred Vobey jeopardizes WIMA's license. We have John Bowker the son boogieing away at WVUR-FM, and John Bowker the dad at WWFM. We also have stuff from Ray Rokita, plus we've dusted off some of the old cassettes from the last time we did this back in 1989. So Fred, let the tape roll.
How much different now are the shortwave radio outfits as compared to those old-time radios? Even though I have one at home, an antique radio, that still works with shortwave.
Well, the radios are very compact now. In fact, there's a new model which has just been released called the SW55 by Sony, which is approximately, I would say, maybe 4 inches by 4 inches by an inch and a half, and is capable of being taken anywhere in your coat pocket.
Wow.
And there's other radios, too. Personally, I like a radio called a Sony ICF-2010, only because I'm a diehard radio enthusiast, and when I like to listen to, say, WIMA, I want to be able to hear the full fidelity of the signal. So the 2010 is actually a better quality receiver. When you sit it down on your table, the sound quality is excellent.
All right, Fred, let me ask you this. If someone has an interest...
This is Ray Rokita recording to you from 850 Armstrong Road, Lansing, Michigan, 48911. My stage name here has been and continues to be, when we do perform in the music business, is Ray Starr.
Hi, this is Ray Starr, winner of the WITL Regionals in Wrangler Country Showdown, sponsored by Dodge Trucks. Wednesday, September 11th, I'll be competing in the state finals at the Allegan County Fair in Allegan, Michigan. If I win there, I go to the Grand Ole Opry for the Nationals. I sure need your support in Allegan and invite you to join me there Wednesday night, September 11th, with the contest beginning at 6:30 p.m. Plus, Mo Bandy will appear in concert right after the contest. Hope to see you there.
Come on, Mid-Michigan, show your support for one of our own and cheer for Ray Starr at the state finals of the Wrangler Country Showdown, sponsored by Dodge. It's in Allegan, Wednesday, September the 11th. The best in country music from around the state of Michigan will go head-to-head for the right to compete in the Nationals at the Grand Ole Opry. The contest starts at 6:30, but you better get there early for the best seats. You'll see some great new talent. Make sure you cheer for Ray Starr in Allegan, Wednesday, September the 11th.
National Public Radio, which is solely responsible for its content. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
29 past the hour, 5 o'clock. This is FM89 WOJB broadcasting from Lacouta Ray, where our temperature has gone down a bit. Well, we're looking at 32 degrees outside. Our forecast is for partly cloudy skies with lows to be in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, another partly cloudy day with highs to be in the upper 30s to around 40 degrees. Up next is As It Happens, followed at 7 o'clock by Drum Song with your host, Jeff St. Germain. Local broadcast of As It Happens is brought to you with the support of WOJB listener members and by our business underwriters, including Rainbow Printing, offering both colored print and recycled paper. Owners Robert and Jane Leach urge you in supporting WOJB. Rainbow Printing can be reached at 822-8025. Our time is 5:30. Good morning, 11 before the hour, 7 o'clock. Temperature outside is 25 degrees. Forecast for today, sunny skies with highs to be around 40 degrees with winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Fair skies tonight, lows to be in the upper teens. And tomorrow, sunny skies again with highs to be in the upper 30s to around 40 degrees. Temperature outside is 25 degrees at 10 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock.
Remember, he's not a real doctor. I have a master's degree in science.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. Roll over Beethoven, Chuck Berry lives. It's a minute before the hour, 7 o'clock, temperature outside is 25 degrees. Forecast is for sunny skies today, highest to be around 40 degrees, with winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, fair skies, lows in the teens, and tomorrow, a sunny sky again, with highs to be in the 40s, or at least the upper 30s. 25 degrees is our temperature here at Lac Couturier. Broadcast of the Morning Edition is brought to you with the support of our listener members and by the Marshfield Clinic, with centers in Bruce, Ladysmith, and in Rice Lake. This is FM 89 WOJB Reserve, listener-supported Woodland Community Radio serving northwestern Wisconsin, broadcasting from the Lac Couturier Reservation. Our time is 7 o'clock.
Serving American forces overseas, this is the Far East Network. 810 on your dial, Tokyo.
FEN now presents Country Gold with Bruce Reynolds.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
From the year 1956, that's Johnny Cash and the Tennessee Two kicking off a brand new FEN program called Country Gold.
American Forces Radio.
I'm Air Force Sergeant Bruce Reynolds, and I'll be here every Saturday night at 6:30 p.m. playing country oldies to take you right on up to Grand Ole Opry time at 7:30. Here's Mel Tillis to sing a hit song from 1969.
Cross the table over coffee.
Sit up now and then, girl.
Sweet Perfume and Candlelight, that's Bobby Borchers from Coco, and that song's on the survey, song number 15 this week. Our time is 27 and a half minutes past 5 o'clock, and the temperature is about the same it's been for I don't know how many mornings in a row, 68 at Radio Park. Mostly cloudy skies, a lot of rain north of here last night, 410 here at the KOKO studios. Route 23 closed due to high water this morning.
I'm a game that you...
That's Willie Nelson, and I'm a memory from KOKO Warrensburg, 68 in Warrensburg, and we're coming up on Mutual News at 5:30. We'll check sports right after that. Once again, if you're going to be driving this morning, remember Route 23 between Knobnostra and Concordia is closed due to high water. It's 5:30.
That was Billy Murray and Ed Small with Way Out West in Kansas on the Victor label. Played tonight especially for Gary and Bonnie from Westwood One. What's the matter, Gary? Is Bonnie getting homesick for the Kansas Plains again? Well, we're coming up now toward 9 o'clock, and at that time we'll join the Rural Radio Network for the latest world, national, and state news. At 9:05, Verker Chevrolet in Lowellville will present the local area news. Then we'll be back with you until 11 o'clock tonight with the Western, Hillbilly, and folk music that you all come to love. Tonight from 10 to 11, we'll feature the singing cowboy himself, Gene Autry. Tomorrow night's featured artist will be a star from the 20s and 30s, folk singer Vernon Dalher. Now remember, if you have a request, a dedication, a suggestion for a future feature artist, or a news item that you'd like to pass along, just give us a ring here at the station. We're on the High Market Exchange, number 6D13. But from wherever you are, the Tug Hill, Black River Valley, or Ontario Eastern Shore region, just ring the High Market Exchange and tell the operator you want Crazy Ken up here at the station. They'll put you through. This is your old farmhand, Crazy Ken, coming at you 6 evenings a week from Frequency Modulation Station WVBN Turin, 107.7 megacycles on the dial. RN News is next. The time is now 9 p.m. Thanks, RRN. And now, Berkshire Chevrolet, South Main Street in Lowellville, presents local news. A dairy barn on the Martin Sestanowski Farm on River Road, Highmarket, burned to the ground this morning. The 9:30 a.m. blaze was reported by a passing motorist. Mansville, Lacona, and West Martinsburg Fire Departments and the Westwood Pumper Squad responded and were able to save the farm home and several outbuildings. No cattle were lost in the blaze, and reportedly the dairy is being moved to a neighboring farm that has been vacant for some time. Mr. Sestanowski reports that there was no insurance on the farm or on the barn or its contents.
Chicago, off the LP Hot Streets, I am alive again. 9 minutes after 7. Good morning, John Scott on this side. Let's take you back to 1966. Gold from John, Paul, George, and Ringo, otherwise known as the Beatles, and Dave Tripper at WEEL. Dr. Hook sharing the night together. WEEL, 21 minutes after 7 with John Scott. How's it going? Hey, I'm taking your calls this morning as to who you think's going to take that big Cardinal-Redskin game this afternoon at RFK Stadium in the district. 591-WEEL is my number in the metro area. 591-WEEL, 361-1310 if you're dialing me from Prince William County. Here's Stephen Bishop and Everybody Leads Love from WEEL. Meatloaf and Gold from the Summer. 2 out of 3 ain't bad. 11 before 8 o'clock. John Scott on your Sunday from WEEL. Reminder here, do you need to talk out a problem with somebody? Well, call the folks at the Prince William Hotline. They'd be more than happy to help you out. The number over there is 368-8155. 368-8155. Taking a look at Washington weather for today. Mostly sunny and cool. Highs from 56 to 61. Tonight, fair and cold. Lows 30 to 35. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cooler. Highs 48 to 53. Chance of rain near zero today. 10% tonight and tomorrow. Currently, Washington has 42. Manassas 35. And here in Fairfax, 41 with Pablo Cruz at WEEL. WEEL playing Northern Virginia's very best music. Good morning, it's 1028 with John Scott and something new from Lynette McKee. Maybe there are reasons.
A classic from Don Francisco, and he's alive. 9 minutes past 3 o'clock on the afternoon stretch for a Friday. I'm John W. Smith, and we started the hour with Billy and Sarah Gaines, How Great His Heart Must Be. Mostly cloudy skies in our mid-Missouri weather with the highs around 35. And for tonight, on into tomorrow, in fact, cloudy skies and a slight chance of some light snow or flurries. Tonight's lows around 20 degrees and tomorrow's highs about freezing around 32. 32 right now in Columbia under cloudy skies. It's 31 at Christian Radio 92 Praise. Today's good news verse is from Hebrews 12:1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Today's good news verse from Hebrews 12:1 on Christian Radio 92 Praise.
If you want
February 17 to March 5 at Lemstone Books.
Lemstone Books, next to Target in the Columbia Mall. Coming up in just a few minutes, the Christian Working Woman program with Mary Welchel on Christian Radio 92 Praise.
Praise His holy name. Praise 92 Praise FM.
Keith Green, Here Am I, Send Me. It's 20 and a half minutes past 3. Christian Radio 92 Praise is celebrating our third anniversary. And here's how we're returning the blessing. We're posting Bible verses at many businesses around Central Missouri. Visit the sponsors. Remember the Bible verse that's posted there. Then here's what we'll do. Several times each day, we'll ask for a certain verse that's posted at a specific business. And if you correctly identify the verse at the sponsoring location, you'll win. Christian Radio 92 Praise will be giving away dozens of prizes during the rest of this month, and you might even win a mini vacation of your choice, almost. For contest rules, you can write to us. It's a part of our third anniversary, brought to you in part by City Photo at the corner of Broadway and Providence in Columbia, Sunshine Pet Shop in Columbia's Parkade Center, and Wilson's Total Fitness Center in the Forum Shopping Center, and of course, brought to you by your friends at Christian Radio 92 Praise. Now it's time for the Christian Working Woman program with Mary Welchel.
Good rock and roll radio. Yeah, that's very good. I love that song. That's ABBA and that's Waterloo. Song about 1974. Yes, that song made the top 100 on Billboard 1974. It's 8:45 in Valpo, and I asked, somebody called up and said they had to hear Rose of Cimarron by Pogo. And this is going out to Not Real. See, I asked him if he wanted to dedicate it to somebody, and his answer was, not really. So this is going out to Not Really, from the Student's Voice, WVUR-FM in Valparaiso. And if you're living in town, it's 462-2344. Yeah, the sound of the Rolling Stones, and they have a request. They want you to spend the night together. Why not? Give me a call down here if you've got something you want to hear. To the Student's Voice, WVUR. Had to hear some Linda Ronstadt, so Merry Christmas. We got a heat wave on the Student's Voice, WVUR-FM, Valpo's only rocker. A little wishful thinking by Linda Ronstadt. On a heat wave, it's 24 degrees. It's minus 4 degrees Celsius at 9:04 on the Student's Voice, WVUR-FM. We have some Aerosmith. I want you to put your left foot forward, then follow with your right foot, and just kind of walk that way on Student's Voice. Phone numbers down here are 5202 and 5203. That was Otis Redding on request at 5202. That guy called up on and said he wanted to hear Dock of the Bay, and he asked for it, and I gave it to him. Right between the speakers. That's right. We got some music here, some not bad disco music with Tavares. And, of course, Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel. Nobody can find it. But, of course, it's alive and well and living in Valparaiso, Indiana. It's 35 degrees outside, and put your left foot forward, and are you ready? Let's go dancing. 1, 2, 3, step. That feels good. Crimson and Clover at 9:19.
Now I don't hardly know her.
The number 13 song, according to Billboard, of 1975. Mandy on WVUR. John Bowker for another hour or so. Give me a call if you want to hear something. I'm having not bad luck filling requests. It's Happy Halloween time on WVUR.
The Petrarch Sonnet, number 47 of Franz Liszt from Les Années de Pèlerinage. The pianist was George Bolette. This is Parkway, America's Fine Arts Broadcasting Service.
This concludes today's classical music programs on WWFM. We invite you now to stay tuned for programs of swing, jazz, and 20th century nostalgia on listener-supported WWFM 89.1 on your dial in Trenton, New Jersey, a service from Mercer County Community College. Well, good afternoon, everyone. I'm John Dennett, and this is the Saturday beat of the big bands. How tempting it would be to spend the next hour of this program mourning Benny Goodman's loss. Benny Goodman, who died peacefully yesterday in his home in New York City. But instead, please join with me and let's spend the next hour celebrating Benny Goodman's life.
George, what's this say here in the program listing for WWFM this afternoon? You're going to be doing who?
Harry Perry.
Harry, I thought he was a broadcaster for the White Sox.
No.
Some ancient form of, I don't know. who's Harry Perry? You want to tell us?
He was a British musician and had a little swinging group, a sextet, for during the 40s.
You're going to have him on, what, or in the 5:30 or 5:45, something like
half
that?
5:30.
That's great. Okay, fine. We'll be listening. I'll be listening to find out who Harry Perry is. And I want to warn you about something, George, before you go away.
What's that?
Kevin's going to be in at 8 o'clock tonight in his knickers and wool sweater with a big H. Have you seen this with a big H
no.
and a pennant? And it says, Hollywood. He comes in crying, hooray. Okay. Hooray for Hollywood. Oh, Kevin is really quite sick, so we have to humor him. But he'll be on at 8 o'clock after George's Collector's Wax program, and I'll have to listen to that, too, now to hear what he says about me.
In 79 weather, partly cloudy with a 40% chance of snow this morning and 60% by late afternoon. It's currently 15 degrees below zero at Music Radio with Manfred Mann and his Seeing Eye Dog.
Blinded by the light.
.22 with Richards on the radio. If you have something you'd like to hear, I'd like to hear you. The Wisconsin hit line is open at 836-0041. Here's Jim James, and now is the time at Music Radio 79 Q.
Now is the time to set things right. Now is the time to see the light.
Jim James, now is the time of Music Radio 79Q. And if you don't have a copy of the 79 Hit List, you don't know what you're missing. If you'd like to get a copy of the 79 Hit List, just drop by any record store here in town and ask for one. They're free for the asking. And of course, free for the asking, it's 79Q is a real thing. Catchy segue, huh? Fred Richards sitting in for Jay Austin. Jay will be back tomorrow evening at the same time, same place on your radio dial.
Mountain, located just north of Bruce on County Trunk O.
WEAQ thinks you should know that the Marine Corps is a tough club to join. If you have the motivation and desire and are between the ages of 17 and 28, you can become a Marine. For more information, call 832-0505 or see your local Marine Corps representative at the Eau Claire Armed Forces Center. Will you zip up your pants?
When I wake up from that
David Dundas and Jeans on. Fred Richards at 79Q sitting in for Jay Austin. And just a reminder that the Jay Austin fan club will meet at the phone booth down at the corner.
You've told her you love her.
London Hill Ski and Patio. The new world of service and satisfaction.
79Q.
Music Radio, 79Q, you're with Fred Richards, Neil Sedaka, Elton John, Bad Blood, Don't Tell the Red Cross.
Who loves a pretty baby? That's the Four Seasons on Music Radio 680. That about wraps it up for me. Scott Jameson is next on 680 WFAL Bowling Green, Ohio. NBC News, it's 6 o'clock.
NBC Radio News, this is Don Doak.
As WFAL becomes a thing of the past, starting this Friday at 6 p.m. on Rock 680, WFAL. Listen to us, we've got the music in us.
WFAL Bowling Green, 680.
I'm Don Howard. These are news headlines we're following at 1 minute before the hour. The government has accused Sears of job discrimination against women and minorities. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission charges in 5 separate lawsuits that the nation's largest merchandiser paid women less than men for doing the same job. Exxon says its 120% surge in the third quarter profits over the same period last year resulted from a large increase in overseas profits, not huge U.S. profits. And Israel Prime Prime Minister Begin suffered a second political blow in less than 24 hours when the Israeli High Court banned the seizure of private Arab land in the West Bank for a Jewish settlement. Good afternoon from Weather Command. Partly cloudy tonight with patchy, dense fog toward mornings. The lows are going to be in the low to mid 40s. Currently outside, 61 degrees, 16 Celsius. WTHM, WTHM FM, Lapeer, Michigan.
It's 5 o'clock.
News on the hour from American Information Radio.
KCBQ, yeah. Weather for the remainder of tonight, it's going to be cloudy with the temperatures all around the 60s, I would say. And then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the 80s. And then on tomorrow night, okay, you're ready for this now? KCBQ San Diego. Something a little bit mellow here. This is Precious and Few Climax. Ooh. On your 1170 radio station. Sing it, boys. Get me out of trouble.
Precious and Few.
Has approved a proposal to limit presidential war-waging powers, but the margin by which the resolution was adopted indicates that President Nixon's near-certain veto will be sustained. Phase 4, that story coming up.
When you see news, we see that you get money. KUDL news tippers have given us stories about an infant who died in a Kansas City, Missouri fire. The story of a gunman holed up in a Kansas City, Missouri house. A double traffic fatality near Edwardsville, and the shooting death of a security officer in downtown Kansas City, Missouri. It pays to be a KUDL News tipper because KUDL News pays $13.80 for the best news tip of the week. When you see news happen, call 888-NEWS.
In the words of the president of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, here we go again, more chaos and confusion, but nothing changes. Republican congressmen were much more pleased with the announcement of what they consider the tough Phase 4 economic program. President Nixon warned consumers that grocery prices would soar unavoidably under the next administration effort to increase food supplies, lower prices, and cool off inflation. Most food prices and health care were exempted from the current price freeze today. Mandatory economic controls will start August 12, allowing most businesses to increase prices in line with cost increases. Small businesses, the lumber and plywood industries, public utility rates, raw agricultural products, and rents will be exempt from this profit freeze. Democratic leaders criticized the new economic program for its inequities and shortcomings. Harold DeGraff of the American Meat Institute labeled Phase 4 a half step and a disservice to the American consumer. President Nixon, in a message released by the White House, lays the success of Phase 4 and the stability of the U.S. economy on maximum production from the U.S. farmer. A special report now. Baseball has been an American institution for many years, and in Japan, baseball is the most popular sport. As many of you probably know, Japanese teams use a lot of American players. There's a good reason for it, as correspondent Irv Chapman learned from a couple of the players.
So let's go out to the ballpark with Irv.
That is the national anthem of Japan. Oh, they're earning their yen, and they're pleasing the fans. The shout is Ganbare, pep up, cheer up. And if you make an error here in Japan, the fans yell, Warukatta, Warukatta, apologize. This is Irv Chapman, ABC News, Tokyo.
In sports, the St. Louis Golf Classic begins tomorrow with some of the current tour's top winners on hand. They include defending champion Lee Trevino, Bruce Crampton, Gary Player, Tommy Aaron, Julius Burrows, and Billy Casper. The citywide forecast just ahead of the Greg Watson program. Partly cloudy tonight with a chance of thunderstorms. Considerable cloudiness and cooler temperatures tomorrow through Friday with occasional periods of showers or thunderstorms. Lows tonight, the lower 70s. Highs tomorrow, mid-80s. Lows tomorrow night, mid-60s. It's currently 77 degrees in downtown Kansas City, 73 at KCI under mostly cloudy skies. KUDL News pays $13.80 for the best news tip of the week. When you see news happen, call 888-NEWS. This is Paul Swearingen reporting for the Rock of Kansas City.
It's 10 o'clock. Good
evening. That puts a wrap on another April Market Scope. Now here's the guy they named the first day of April after, John D. Bowker.
Historical moments in radio broadcasting, bringing you stories of the early days of this exciting industry from the pages of logbooks and publications, press releases, and the Federal Communications Commission and other government agency releases, pamphlets and historical accounts by those who lived it. And today I want to depart a little bit from our regular series. We'll pick it back up next month, perhaps, and I'll tell you this month more a little about me. Well, it occurred to me that my involvement with radio broadcasting goes back into the 1930s. I missed a few years of the early stuff, I have to admit, but Fred pointed out that most of you missed even more of it than I did, so here goes. Oh, I can remember back most clearly when I was 6 years old, and nothing would keep me from that treasured hour between 5 and 6 every evening when Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy, was on, and Little Orphan Annie, and, oh, there were others too. Tom Mix was on. All the programs were 15 minutes in length, and all were bought by some soap or breakfast cereal or Ovaltine in Little Orphan Annie's case. It was an exciting time, and radio had a mystique. It was used for communications and entertainment. Music programs, there were a few on the major network stations, but very few. And the announcer at the end of each program would give us 15 or 20 coded letters that would tell us about tomorrow's program. And if we didn't have the decoder ring from Little Orphan Annie or the badge from Tom Mix, then we had no idea what was going to go on the air the next day. And so radio, I grew up, it had a mystique. And as I grew a little older, I developed a friendship with the manager of WCAX in Burlington, Vermont. How did I do that? I hung around the studios. I kept out of the way. I picked up things that were dropped. I helped clean. I did all kinds of very helpful little things. WCAX in Burlington, a big 1,000-watt voice, 620 on the dial, by the way, and things have sure changed up there since I was there. It went from CBS, when I was a kid it was CBS, it went up to 5,000 watts, it changed to NBC, and then it changed to ABC, and now it's changed its call letters, so it better represents the state of Vermont, WVMT it is now. At least that was the case here in early 1993. I was also well known by the director of the Vermont Symphony Orchestra, Mr. Alan Carter, who happened to be a neighbor of mine in the town of Middlebury, Vermont, where I grew up. And Mr. Carter knew of my interest in radio and audio and all that, and he wanted a recording made of the Vermont Symphony Orchestra. This was in 1946. They were putting on a special symphony to celebrate peace, a number that Mr. Carter had written himself. And he was going to broadcast that on WCAX, and the question was, how do you record all this without disc recorders and all that? Because I didn't know how to, I certainly didn't have permission to use disc recorders. But we did have a new tape recorder, Brush Sound Mirror Tape Recorder, with 7-inch reels, and we could record up to about 30 minutes. But the symphony went on a lot longer than that. And so what I did was to take the tape off a reel and taped two or three of these tapes together with just plain Scotch tape, emptied them rather in an orderly fashion into a wastebasket, and recorded from one wastebasket through the machine and down into another wastebasket, so I got up to 3 hours of recording time. WCAX learned that I had taped the entire thing that way and asked if I would bring it to Burlington and play it, and in that way, in the summer of 1947, I was invited to fill in occasionally on the program Turntable Terrace. I had made my friends, and that was the beginning of my broadcast career. 5 to 5:30, Turntable Terrace was on the air, and I can tell you one of the oddities about that program. We had commercials during the program, of course, but we didn't put them in between the music. We put them in over the music. The purpose of the radio station was to communicate and use music to tie the communication messages together, rather than the other way around. All right, so we very rarely played a song all the way through without talking over some part of the song as it went along. And then in the fall, when it came time to go back to school, I built my own little radio station at home. And was it a pirate station? No, it was legal. And I didn't have a license, and the station didn't have a license. And you know, you can do the same thing right now. Did you know you can put radio stations on the air without a license legally? If you're interested, let us know. We'll tell you all about it. Oh, dear Fred, I'm looking at the clock and the sand has nearly run out and I haven't come to the best part yet, so we'll close the book on me for now and pick up again maybe next April when we're feeling nostalgic. By the way, it was printed in the RCA magazine in 1987 as a true life story in the engineering magazine, so if you'd like to see it, let me know. I'll send you a copy if I possibly can. Meantime, happy birthday to the DX Audio Service. This is John Bowker for Historical Moments in Radio Broadcasting.
Musings from members.
Good morning, Fred and Audio Service subscribers. Paul Burkhart from Watertown, Massachusetts on February 26th. This is just hot off the wires here. Beginning Monday, March 1st at 9 a.m. WCLB, Boston's Country Club at 105.7, will be simulcast KOX AM 1200 will be simulcast with WCLB, Boston's Country Club, so people can have country music on both AM and FM beginning on Monday morning, March 1st at 9 o'clock in the Boston area. Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay, Fred, I don't know whether the first message got through or not. I think it did, though, so we'll just go on with what I was trying to say earlier and couldn't get it all out. The St. Mary's AM station will be simulcasting with the New Martinsville AM station, which is 1330, and St. Mary's is 630. I guess eventually they will both be nighttime. Right now, St. Mary's is daytime, and there is a license for the New Martinsville station to stay on at night. So that's it. We'll always enjoy the magazine. Keep up the good work. We'll talk to you all later.
Hello, Fred and other DXers. This is Victor Schmidt reporting from Silver Spring, Maryland. Today is March 2nd. Number one, WKDS 1050 is now on the air, unfortunately. Their high-frequency response is so strong that it splatters all over the dial, especially between 1090 and 950. It's almost impossible to DX around kids radio. Number two, it appears that WMET in Gaithersburg, 1150 on the dial, is no longer simulcasting nighttime programming from WPGC. At 7 o'clock last night, they had something in Spanish, and at 8 o'clock, they had some kind of Christian programming. That's all for now. Talk to you later.
This is Tim Hendel in Miami. There was an inquiry on the DX Audio Service about the GE Super Radio 3. Well, I have one. The Super Radio 3 is not quite as good as the Super Radio 2. In particular, it's not quite as sensitive on AM, although it's still better than most other AM portables. It goes up to 1700, so it covers those new AM frequencies. And it has two bandwidths, wide and narrow. So on the wide bandwidth, you do get a little more high-frequency response on AM than on the narrow. The FM on the GE Super Radio is particularly good if you live in a city where you have some overwhelming overload from a specific FM transmitter, it's better than most radios at getting rid of that overload. Among other places, it can be had from Universal Radio in Columbus, Ohio, 800-431-3939. This is Tim Hendel again with the answer to another question. From 1972 to 1975, I lived in Honolulu, Hawaii. At that time, KHVH was on 1040. There had been a religious station on 990, which had closed down just before I arrived there. During the time that I lived in Hawaii, KHVH was talking about changing their frequency, though they always said they wanted to go to 1010. I haven't been back to Hawaii since I left. It is possible that I went to either 990 or 1010 for a while and didn't like it and went back to 1040, or maybe they always stayed on 1040. Also, the Oz radio network, the kids network, is not new. There was a station in Orlando carrying it on 1440. I don't know if they're still carrying it or not, but the Oz radio network has been in operation for 2 or 3 years. I think it's programmed out of Minneapolis, but I'm not quite sure about that. And I forgot to say, yay, Connie.
Hi, Keith Luckerty calling from Houston, Texas. And it's Sunday night, about 8:15 or so, the 7th of March. And I was calling, I had an answer to the question. Someone called and was wondering where you could get a GE Super Radio 3. Now, I do not have one of these, but I do know that Best Products carries them. Now, if you don't have a Best Products in your area, you can call the main office up in Virginia at 1-800-777-8220, and they can ship it to you UPS. And the item number you need to ask for is 294-055. Once again, that's 294-055 is the item number. Like I said, I'm not so sure how good they are, but I did call and check on them, and they do have them. So that's a way you can get one. Also, got a question about the market scopes. I noticed that this last month y'all had the Eugene Springfield market, and you only did the AM side. You didn't do the FMs, and you did the same thing on the Chattanooga market. I was kind of wondering why that was. Are we not going to be hearing the FM stations anymore? Just kind of wondering about that. Well, y'all have a good one, and I'll talk to y'all later. Bye-bye.
Greetings, fellow members of the DX Audio Service. This is Johnny Ott, WA8WFH, in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and it's the evening of Thursday, March the 11th, and it's about 7:45 Central Time. I have an idea that you might want to consider as part of the 1993 NRC convention to be held in Connecticut, and maybe somebody there has already jumped on this one. If so, great. If not, here it is. We all like to tour radio stations, right? Well, if we're going to go to Connecticut, let's tour the flagship station of the American Radio Relay League. That's right, W1AW. And remember, if you've been monitoring QST and all the other magazines, you know that that station has been going through some remodeling and updating. So you'll really get to see some neat equipment. And, of course, if you have your license with you, you can actually operate the station. You might want to go on at Jeff Bauer, WA1 Mike Bravo Kilo, the station manager at W1AW, and I'm sure he'd be more than happy to set up the grand tour. Just a thought, and hope that you all get to see it if you choose to do so and operate it. And have a good time in Connecticut. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hi, Fred. This is Dan Perrin from Mount Clemens, Michigan. Hello, everybody on the Action Line. We have a change here in the Detroit area. What we have is CKLW, which at one time was a top rock, it was a rock station in the area and could be heard over most of this country in one of the big stations. Well, at one time it went to big band and oldies, and now it's gone to talk radio. Yep, CKLW is now talk radio in Detroit. That happened on March 1st. That was the big change that everybody had been talking about, and it finally happened. Well, okay, I'll talk to y'all later on, and catch you later. Bye.
This is Doug Hunsinger in Pittsburgh, PA, noting a call letter change on 1150. WKPA New Kensington, PA, last month changed to WGBN with black gospel music. It's now Sunrise to Sunset. It used to stay on past sunset, but does not do that anymore. 1150 a.m. And also, one of the craziest simulcasts I've ever heard, most of the time, 100.5 WOMP simulcast with 103.5 WRKY. As far as I know, both stations basically service the same market, the Steubenville, Ohio, Wheeling area, if I'm correct on that. Seems like a pretty ridiculous thing to me, but they have been simulcasting for about a month or so, except for some programming on Saturday mornings. Thanks much. And happy April Fools to everybody.
Fred, this is Jack Couch calling from French Lick, Indiana. This is March the 16th, a little bit after 7. First thing I want to mention, WIBC 1070 on the dial will be the new originating station of the Indiana University football and basketball broadcasts starting this coming year. Also, I've heard that the Florida... or the St. Petersburg market, Tampa Bay, St. Pete, have announced they are not doing the Florida Marlins or any Major League Baseball. I heard this on the Sports Programming Network. Thank you very much, and good DX to each and all of you.
Hi, this is Gary Kettler in Austin, Texas, and there are a couple of things happening around the state that I thought everybody would like to know about. The... In San Antonio, 760 KSJL has been purchased by WOAI as a parent company, Clear Channel Communications, and they are calling it WOAI 760. And the couple of things happening up in Dallas, the 1540 up there, which was KSGB, which was doing a Christian format, has gone... to a Tejano format, which is a kind of a mixture of English and Spanish, and their call letters are now KTNO. The 1480 there, KCMZ, which was doing the original hits format, has also gone Spanish. That's it from here. Talk to you later.
It's 44 minutes and 50 seconds into your DX Audio Service Side 2, and that wraps up this edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for April 1993. We'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff, 73, and good DX.
You know, with a voice like that, it's no wonder they call this April Fools.